Mais ce soir, on s'assoit pas, on se repose pas. Mais est-ce que vous êtes fatigué? Est-ce que vous êtes fatigué?
La 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 la. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Black, black, black. Yeah. Kinky. My nose is wide, my skin is technicolor. I won't apologize. You peep my aura. You love the glow. Before you touch my shine, just know it ain't my style, it ain't my shade, ain't what I do, ain't what I say. I'm just
blacker than licorice, harder under another brother with penmanship. Smooth as butter, my lady lover is cinnamon. From the gutter, my baby mother, my venison. What that mean, my dear, like your dinner, singing Bambi. Can we get a bit of color on the man we? Hell is the greatest melter ever tread the land or sea. Because it'll make our vision a little more grandy. Also, don't know why cocoa skin folk drip don't get promo. In places with more bucks than added to combo. But if you don't know,
it ain't my style.
You are on mute. Welcome, welcome to the
Oh, and the run was so good. The run was so good. So reel that up. Bless, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Gina the Great, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya and Barrow. Before we do anything else, like every show, I'm going to pass the mic to our chief enlightening officer in order to bless the show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening through the radio. Sarah, the floor is yours.
Blessed, melanated, rising. I am so grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful to be able to be on here. I'm grateful to life, God, our creator, and our ancestors for bringing us all here together. And I just ask that today's show, let today's show be entertaining. Let it be uplifting. Most importantly, let it be empowering for all our listeners. And I just ask that we all be in a spirit of love, light, unity, strength, and great health, as well as peace. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Hey.
Woo. Ashe. Feeling good. So like we like to do, so we're going to start off just with a little tune the tab, a little top of the morning. So Gina, you've been away for a couple of weeks. So the floor is yours, queen. What? How has it been? Where have you been? Talk to the people.
Let's do a little bit of around the world. Not really, two different places, honestly. But I did have to do some travel for work since September. And so it's kind of been on and off since then. But for leisure purposes, I did just come back from Europe. I went to Italy, Brescia specifically, to visit my brother, who's been there since August, on his, his new venture, his new professional basketball venture in European basketball. And I ended up having a really great 2 weeks with my brother and my dad, because my dad left with him and hasn't come back yet. So... I think he's Italian now because man said, like, there's no rush to come back home to the cold. And
but your dad's been there since like September. Didn't he go around his birthday time? I remember
since the end of since third week of August.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he's been there this whole time. But it was super blessed because Italy in November is not the greatest weather. I did not go there for summertime and tanning, but it was really, really amazing to have been able to watch basketball for the first time in 2 years live. And that, because that's been kind of part of my life for the better part of 8 years, at least going to see two games a year, like seeing both brothers play. And like, I really had some withdrawal from that. So that was super lit. And I ended up doing some great bonding because that too, given that my brother, the older brother who's playing basketball, he's been in the States since he was 15. And so like, this was the longest time I was able to kind of just spend with him since he's been a kid. So that was really, really blessed. You know, I chefed it up in the kitchen for them. They needed some potato and chana, some curry potato chana. They were tired of the pasta and the pizza. You know, man's be eating salmon every day.
They never learned how to cook. They didn't learn how to cook.
No, you know my dad.
I know. Man, I also know myself.
Man boils eggs and toast. That's it. But no, it was super blessed. And that's it. That's all we do. And then I also took the opportunity to kind of jump over to Switzerland for a weekend and then did a little Germany, went on the Autobahn, which is like that highway that has no speed limit. So okay. Yeah, you can go as fast as you can go in your car. I wasn't driving, but
weren't driving? Okay, but wait, pause. You can't just slide over that. Did you rent a Lamborghini so you could drive mad fast? You guys didn't do none of those things?
No, so I was visiting a friend who moved to Switzerland some years ago. And so we were in the car. It was her husband driving and there was a child in the car. So, you know, he was hitting like 220 and she was freaking out. So he had to bring it down some. But he said the last time he did it, he rented a Ferrari and went up to 300 and hit that. And so maybe next time.
Maybe that's on my bucket list.
Is it? Well, hit it. It was, it was good. I had a great time, honestly, through and throughout, but like, I have a great time anytime I travel. I make it count, but it's funny how the little things of even just staying home and playing cards, cause you know, we had game night. And so just those little things were really blessed. 100%. And had some really good chat with my dad. And we'll get into that a little later on the show, but I've been out living life for the first time in the last few months, in the last 2 years, you know, so it's been good.
Word. Good.
But I missed y'all.
We're glad to have you back. We missed you, Gina the Great, you know, so it's awesome to have you. Queen Kaya, how has your week been, Queen?
This is a week of revelation. This week, I am hearing the voices. I'm hearing them, and they telling me everything is good. Just walk in your truth, and do what you know how to do. And they are sending me signs and messages. So, my word for, you know, my week this week is, I want to say reckoning. I have recognized, oh my gosh, that I was lost and then I got found. I recognized that I had not been myself for a very, very long time. And now I feel me again, but not just the old me, the me that I was searching for. I have now found the new me that I'm becoming, and I'm working on growing her. And I love her. She is so powerful. And so I want to tell everybody this week to just realize what it is, whatever the problem is, address it. And keep addressing it until it get out of your way, until it allows you to be able to clear that space. But reckoning, recognize, deal with it, own it, and move past it. And I feel so blessed and highly favored to just be here this week to be able to share this message. So my week was great. My week was great. And it's just getting better.
Amen. Hey. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I love hearing it.
I'm like, I was going through it a couple of weeks ago. This girl told me, oh, come on, go on this online. You can go on this new site and they making money. And I was like, what, girl? And I went on the site 2 months ago. I got on the site in the first month. I ain't make no money. And so, and it required a lot of my time. So I went on the second month and I ain't make no money. And so now the rent is behind 2 months. So I'm looking at the people on the site like, what is y'all doing on here? Y'all getting money. I didn't know that the girls was going behind the scenes and doing something strange. I didn't understand that part. I was like, oh, this is not the site for me. I'm going to get off here and go and get me some real money. It reminded me of, you know, that Facebook game that they had, Farmville. I'm like, hey, listen, I got to go. But as soon as I stepped away from that, because somebody was just trying to help me, you know, like, come on, let's find another stream of income. And when I stepped away from it, everything became a lot more clear for me. And so my first sign was that I had my ordeal and came home and had never really applied for any income tax and applied for my income taxes. And in the last 2 weeks, they sent me like $3,500 so that I fixed all my bills. And so I'm sitting here right now like, child, you know that the universe is really speaking to me right now. Y'all better stop playing with me. Y'all better talk to y'all ancestors. Y'all better listen. Hello. And so yeah. I want to share that with the people. So just recognize, y'all. Recognize.
That's amazing, Kaya.
I love that. I love that. You know, I think I'm a jump on that because I feel like I had some revelations this week as well. I know I'm going to dive a little bit deeper later, but one thing I kept seeing, I've been seeing 444s. Okay. I don't know about you guys, but I've been seeing 444s. Everywhere, like it's the craziest thing. So I do a little search. So now, what 444 means? It has two kind of definitions. So one, it means that my archangels are protecting me. It means like they got me, like you know, my guides, my ancestors, they got me. Second, it means that you've arrived, right? So I'm like, oh, that sounds dope. And it's great because I feel like I've been trying to get somewhere, and like. One of the things, and we're going to go into it in a bit when we start talking about the topic of the day, but one of the things was really like letting go of the past, you know, like mm-hmm. and understanding that I'm evolving as a being, you know, and if I'm going to be the true and full expression of myself, like I have to be this new expression of myself. I cannot harp or hold on to anything from the past. And that has been, it has been such an empowering experience, to say the least. You know, it's been an empowering experience because it's like, I didn't know what to expect. All I knew was that I'm just prepared for this new part of me. And it's just seeing so many things happening. And one of the things that we got to do I'm not sure if I mentioned it last week, but the OFC, we've been reaching out to the members in the community. It's the holidays, and we just want to make sure people are good, right? So we've been sending out messages. Like we sent out a bunch of text messages, some emails and stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you guys a quick little story. There's, out of the blue, I get this vibe to call a brother from the community just to touch base, see how he's doing. So we're touching base and we're talking, and just the way he's speaking, he's sounding so heavy, right? I'm like, yo, bro, something's off. Like, what is it, you know? But this brother, like, he's a strong brother, you know what I mean? Like, anyways, just to say he's a strong brother. And so he's not really telling me what's going on with him, you know what I mean? But there's stuff, and like, he has a daughter. His daughter was sick. Actually, his daughter was in a coma for some time. And when she came out of the coma, there's a whole backstory. I'm not going to go into the full story, but you know, like, so she was in a coma for like 5 weeks. When she came out of the coma, she's paralyzed. Like, so like that, she can't move any of her limbs. She can't even speak anymore. So. And he's not going into full detail, but like he's lightly telling me. So I'm like, yo, brother, I'm like, yo, that is heavy. And now his family's been trying to take care of her, but it's a lot on the family. So they had to they just recently put her into a home. So I'm like, okay, I'm like, yo, how can we help? Let me know how we could help you. And he's like, and he's like, I'm okay. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm like, brother, I'm like, okay, look, my intention is to help you however I can. So please call me. Let me know I can help. He's like, okay, cool, cool. And he gets off the phone. Now, this is where it gets very interesting. Maybe 4 hours later, I get a call from my father-in-law. I'm like, yeah, what up? He's like, yo, I need you to talk to this woman. All right, what's up? No, she's going through a thing, man. Like, I need you to talk to her. Like, she needs help. And then he tells me about this woman's daughter. So the brother I talked to, that's his ex-wife. They're divorced. So I'm like, say word. So I call the woman now. I call the woman and I'm like, yeah, so I got your number. I'm calling. I'm giving her context. And she's like, yo, you're not. She's like, this is so weird. She's like, I'm getting goosebumps. She's like, first of all, your father-in-law called me out of the blue. He hasn't called me in months. So he calls me out of the blue and she's like, yo, what I had just said. She's like, I was just talking to my mother and I told my mom, I'm so tired. She's like, I can't even pray. And her mom said, just say, you know what? Just tell God, you know what it is. Just take it. And she's like, I said that. That's all I could say. And then I get this call. And then you call.
Father God.
And she lays it down. And she, like, she's not like her ex was. She's like, yo, like, she tells me what she needs. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, yo, I will help you guys. I will help with everything you need. Right. And so just to say, so now this is my little testimony I'm sharing with you guys. It's super heavy, but it was super powerful. Like, it happened. And it gave me such a, like, I'm not sure if joy is the right word, because the circumstance is not a joyful circumstance, but just, you guys understand what I mean. Like, it was what I was asking for. I want to help, right? And so the Spirit enabled that and made it possible for me to be able to do that. And it was huge. So just to say, and there's no flukes, as you guys know, no flukes, no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. So that was my little testimony. And you know, and I just feel like the more I accept my calling on the planet, and the more I am grateful for my experiences, the more life will continue to use me. And I'm super grateful to be able to, you know, to continue to be used. And I'm just looking forward, you know, I'm looking forward to the next steps in life, you know? So that's my little testimony.
Amen.
Do you see how you got, thanks for that share, by the way. But do you see how you were able to get the source of the information that you needed, even if it was through another source, you still got what you needed.
Amen. That's what I'm saying, bro. Amen. So, okay. So guys, so now we're going to take a quick little musical break. And then we're going to get back with our topic of the day. And then we're going to dive in and let you guys know, because you guys are listening, but you guys have no idea. We have a full house. We have a live studio audience. It's about to go down. All right. So what's the next track I'm going to play right now? I feel like I'm about to play another Toby Namumbwe, because he's my best friend and I love playing all season.
Mama thought I was a joke, but Miss Bado ain't nothing else. That's why every beat I'm on is water, and I'm Michael Phelps. Don't ride partner, get your bread up, but that don't equal well. But you can't help all your partners unless you done help yourself. So I need more than kudos and a high five, cause I went from sidelines to the limelight. And I shine bright, ice cold bars, Klondike. And I never move with the white, this ain't blindside, oh. Finite, but you feel the spirit, whole flow, shine light, so glow. Every lyric sing cold, cold, so most po-po. Favorite nine light Rondo on my glow when I pivot, oh. Most these sheep move like you can't tell me nothing else. That's why every beat I'm on is water, and I'm Michael Phelps. Me and my dogs eat like King Vogue. We be working July slaves. I done made it out of my hood. I deserve some accolades. Bottle of Metamucil in a body that's used to being constipated. And most consumers, they view me as a ruler like Mansa Musa, cause I stay with some jewels that can't exonerate them. From every ounce of troubled water they've been in, spend in time in places it ain't safe to swim in. Without yelling, I tried to tell them they should make amends.
So, all right, guys, we're going to take a couple of minutes and we're going to go into the topic of the day. So, I just kind of alluded to the fact we got a studio audience. So let me let you guys know. So this is a special episode. This is our finale episode for 2021. I keep forgetting what year we're in. 2021. So we wanted to do something a little special. So we have a live studio audience. And so we're going to go into our topic of the day. And our topic of today is forgiveness. Because we figure as we're going into 2022, I would like to know, you know, from our co-hosts, and then also from our studio audience, what forgiveness means to them. And, you know, and how they forgive or how we can forgive. This is the Empower Hour, people. We're here to empower everybody who's listening and tuning in and give you guys some insight and some tips and some tricks. So who wants to go for it? I'll first reach out to my co-host before I open up to the floor. So Gina, do you want to start? I could close it.
All right, let me start it off. It's funny because before we actually decided that we were going to talk about forgiveness today, I was on Instagram for the 1 hour allotted per day because I have put some time limits on that. But there's a trend going on about how Black parents say they're sorry. And then there's like a series of like them just coming into the room and being like, hey, you want something to eat? Or, hey, we about to go to the store. I'm about to buy you something. And it's never I'm sorry. It's just one of those things that they do to kind of say sorry without imply saying sorry. Imply they're sorry. Mm-hmm. So that made me chuckle because it's something that we bring up quite often. And but for me, what forgiveness is your peace, right? So forgiveness is never going to be for the other person. It's always going to be for yourself. And, you know, it's forgiveness is a selfish thing, as it should be, because at the end of the day, regardless of what somebody does to you, they're out there living their lives like nothing. Like nothing ever changed. Like they don't know, like, oh man, I did that to Gina, right? Oh, her day must suck. No, my day's great. And here I am harboring something. And so now all of a sudden I'm just sad and upset and angry at this person. So forgiveness is selfish, and it's supposed to be for yourself, because that's what matters. That it's about cleaning your heart and removing the splinters. And I, as I mentioned, when I was in Italy spending time with my dad, I for the past few months, in the last 2 years, I can kind of been telling myself, like, I want to broach a conversation with my father. Didn't really know how to do it. And it so happened that the universe kind of put it together, because he ended up broaching a topic with me that I never thought he would ever do. And we were sitting there literally just watching TV, because, you know, my brother had something else to do. So we were just here chilling at home and we were reined in. And then he's just like, how would you rate your childhood? If you see how my eyes bogged out of my head, eh? Because I was like, huh?
That's a great question. Sir?
What? Oh, this is what we're doing tonight? We're not just going to watch Lock and Key like we've been doing? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And I gave him the quick answer at first. Like I rated it high, because now as an adult, looking back, especially as an adult, you missing childhood, you know, the life with no responsibilities. Hello, can you take me back? I was like, no, it was great. It was like 8.5. I was like, even though we didn't have much, but we didn't know we didn't have much. We had each other. Like, I mean, for myself, like most listeners know, like Pharaoh was my first cousin, and like we were Fab Five and we had each other, and we played, we had fun, and like life was good. Like we had a really good childhood. And then as I'm talking to him, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. 8.5 is a little too high. You know what I mean? That was a little too high. And, you know, I was kind of just looking at the good rosy picture of things. And then we got into certain conversations, and I had those different conversations with him, some tough conversation with him as well. But ultimately I did let him know, without him asking me, that I forgave him. And I forgave him and my mom. I've had these conversations with my mother. And I also realized, like, for any parent out there, you're going to do something wrong, regardless of your intentions. You might think you're doing the right thing. Your child's going to feel like it's the wrong thing at some point in time. It's going to happen, because everyone's living their life for them. Like we only have our own lives to live. But I told him that now as an adult, when I look back, when I hit 30, it was like, at this point, you guys have 3 kids. Forget 30. When I hit 23, they had 2 kids. And I was like, was I ready for 2 kids at 23? No. Was I at 26, 3 kids in a house and all these different things? No. Would I have known what to do with it? No. And as the older I get and the more adulting I do, I realize that like they were doing the best that they could. And ultimately speaking, like there was no animosity towards them anymore. Like, I mean, when you're a teenager, it's like, oh, I hate you, mom. I hate your dad. And, you know, you go through those little things. And at the end of the day, like, all of that is erased. All of that is a non-factor, because ultimately they did the best that they could. And like, it turned out pretty great or whatever. Yeah. No, but life is good. You know what I mean? Like life is blessed.
Yo, you and, are like, terrible.
No, but but for real, like, I mean, I am truly blessed. And like, honestly, it's from the what we didn't have to build to what we have today that I owe to them through and throughout. And I'm glad that they got to live their lives, because I have to say, they had us young, but the relationship that I have with my parents today is beyond blessed.
So that's blessed. All right. Part. I love that. Mm-hmm. See, that was a good testimony. And that was great for our listeners, you know? So for our listeners who are still kind of feeling a way about their parents, get over it. It's really not worth it. Kaya, what was... Queen Kaya, what's your take on forgiveness?
Well, Gigi touched on one of the most important parts for me, because I honestly feel like forgiveness is for you, not for the other person. It's so that you can sleep at night. But I think I told this story before. I think I told y'all this, but I'm gonna tell you again. So when I was younger, I got cut by a girl in South Carolina. I was 15 going on 16, and I was allowed to go to a party. And at the end of this party, a fight broke out in the street, and it was just getting ready to start. We thought that the drama was behind us, but as we came forward, they were having a fight and one of the girls that was involved cut me. And she cut me in the back of the head. I keep walking, find out later that she had cut me. I went back and then we started fighting and she cut me some more in my face, in my back, in my head. Needless to say, when the scars started to heal, I was not healed. I was going through some things. I was breaking up stuff. I was fighting people. I was aggressive and angry just for no reason. And many, many years later, I was, after I went to therapy about this and anger management, I had a dream one night. And now I had been having fits and having seizures and all kinds of stuff. And my anger had taken me somewhere that I did not understand. And so this night in particular, I had a dream. And in my dream, I was walking down the street and I saw the girl who cut me. And I went to attack her, and everyone that lived in the houses surrounded came out and grabbed me. And they were saying to me, no, it's time for you to let this go now, Kaya. I was like, I can't. And they was like, no, it's time for you to let this go. It's the only way that you're going to have peace. So now I'm in this dream battling my conscious, my subconscious. I'm like, nah, B, I got to fight this girl. I got to do something back to her. And in my dream, they went and got her and drug her out of her house and brought her to me. And when they brought her, she just started saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. And I hugged her and I cried. And when I woke up crying, but I was going through something. I felt it inside of myself. I'm like, I think that I've released this pain that I was feeling. I wasn't able to do it in my waking days. God did it to me in my sleep. He said, I don't care what happens. You need to let this go because you are hurting yourself more than you are hurting them by not forgiving. And there's no fight that you can fight, and there's no hurt that you can do to somebody that is going to make it better for you. And God made me forgive in my dream. So when I came in my waking hours, I wanted to be mad, but I couldn't. And God told me that he was going to fix it. He was going to rectify it. Needless to say, I have never seen her again. But I don't feel that hate anymore. I don't feel that pain anymore from that. And when I had that dream, that was the last time that I had a seizure. And that was the last time that I had like a blackout where I was like breaking things and fighting myself and fighting people. That was the last time it happened to me. It was after I had the forgiveness dream.
That's powerful, Kaya. That's powerful.
That is powerful.
For it to even change your physicality, right? Because you're making yourself sick holding on to that. Look at God. Okay.
I made myself, I was like a monster. And I, you know what I despised the most was the fact that I was so unpredictable walking into different places. I would look at everyone's faces as I walked in, and a common theme had been like, oh gosh, here comes Kaya. And they don't know how I'm going to act. They don't know if I'm a trick. They don't know if I'm a blank out today. And it was a big thing for me because I couldn't take that. I was like, I want people to stop looking at me like that. I want to feel like myself again. I want to be that happy girl again. This is not my plight. Why they were going through what they was going through was not my plight. I just happened to get caught up in it, and I don't deserve to hold this burden, but I was going through it. But God made me release. I wanted to fight until the day I died. In real life, every time I saw her, I fought her until I had that dream.
Wow.
Her Queen, and her that family. Is not just her and her family. And I had did terrible things. When their grandfather died, I showed up at the funeral and threw rocks in the window and went in there to go and fight them and stuff in the funeral home. I was off my rocker. and God needed to save me. And I wasn't strong enough to take it from myself. I wasn't strong enough to pass the burden. He took it from me.
I believe. Yo, Quinn, you be hitting it because I know there's listeners right now. There are people who have no idea that you will physically make yourself sick by holding on to something in your spirit. It's wild. Okay, so I see one of our guests in our studio audience has her hand up. So, Sister Carlene, you want to go ahead?
Yes, thank you, Sam. You know, forgiveness, what people always think, I like the fact when Gigi said, forgiveness is for us. It's peace. We are looking for peace for ourselves. So sometimes we hold to things and we hold ourselves. So the one thing that people need to know, you will never forget what happened. But when you forgive, you feel relief. And if they think that the forgiveness is not forgotten, you can forgive. We have to forgive because we have to looking for that for ourselves. So forgive, but you won't forget. So that's what people think. Oh, if I forgive, I will forget what that people do. No. You will always remember what happened to you, what that people did to you. But when you forgive, you feel that peace deep inside of you. So, Queen Kai, wow. Mm-hmm. You rocked it.
I love
Praise
that.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So, I guess so now, so for me, when I think forgiveness, for me, forgiveness is evolution. It's evolution because, in my life experience, like for me to get to a point where I was able to comfortably forgive people, it's because I had matured to a certain point. I had evolved as an individual. I was no longer the same type of person. So when I think forgiveness, it shows like a level of maturity. It shows that I'm, you know, that I'm leveling up. And I had touched on it a little bit when I was doing my introduction, that when the Spirit was showing me that I have arrived, one of the things that it told me as a part of this is that it's time to let go and it's time to forgive. And I was telling Queen Kaya a story earlier, and actually I'm going to share something that I wrote, because it's something that was led. I want to say it was spirit led, because I honestly don't think like I would have consciously wrote this. So it came through my spirit. So I'll share it with you guys. All right. So I forgive myself and I forgive everyone that I felt any negative feelings towards. These individuals are extensions of me and I am an extension of them. And we are all extensions of the earth, the universe, and God, our creator. And we came together to teach each other life lessons and to assist each other in our evolution. I might not have understood it then, but I see and I understand now, and I am grateful. And I wrote it, and when I reread it, like it makes it easy to let go, because I'm able to take responsibility for my part in it, and that again is part of the evolution and part of maturity. It's like you have to understand you can't blame anybody for anything that has ever happened to you. You have to accept part ownership in every circumstance. Once you can accept your part that you played in it, even if you're unconscious of your part that you played in it, you're able to grow from the circumstances. So for me, like when I think forgiveness, I think evolution. So that's my little two cents on it. That was fun. So now before we go into a musical break and go and come back into the business, did anybody else have anything they wanted to drop on the topic of forgiveness? I was like, cue up our next track. Oh, somebody speaking? Yes.
Oh, real quick.
Yes. So we have another guest. Sister, can you unmute? Yeah, you can unmute. Oh, go ahead. This is Sabrina.
Oh yeah, hi. Hi, yes. Everybody. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello. Just my two cents on forgiveness. What's helped me with forgiveness is that through the years, I realized I'm the only person holding this bag. Because the people who did wrong to me don't even remember what they did. They are not holding it. They went on with their life. They got on with their life. And I'm still holding on to so many bags. Because I look at them and they're like laughing and enjoying, and they're enjoying their life. And I'm just sitting here in misery. And I'm like, why is that? So it's like, in order for me to move on, I have to forgive them. To forgive is to let go and try to move on. And the what I feel inside might be the size of a suitcase, but by the time you, through time, you can work it down slowly into a little carry-on bag. So it takes time. Forgiveness doesn't come overnight. It's going to take time, but I have taken a lot of trunks of misery and squished it all the way down to a little purse size thing. But I had to let them go in order to carry on, because I can't go up to the future if I'm still in the past. I can't get there. And it's blocking everything that I'm trying to do. I can't move. So they're not stuck, but I'm still stuck because I'm still looking at what they did. So in order for me to get to my future, I gotta let them go because they're holding down my train. I can't
love that. Snap, snap.
Let's snap on that one.
Right? Beautiful. Brother Samuel Lagarde, the floor is yours, my brother. What is forgiveness to you?
Yeah, I'm actually rediscovering what forgiveness is, mostly forgetting myself, but forgetting others. Parce que, tu vois, dans les dernières années, dans les deux, trois dernières années, mon esprit a été justement pris dans le passé, dans des situations que, consciemment, je sais que they're not relevant anymore. None of this is like relevant. These situations, these even energies, they don't even exist anymore. Mais c'est comme si, parce que dans le moment précis où est-ce que certains drames me sont arrivés, ça a comme dévié ma trajectoire. A part of me has become bitter. And I've never been bitter. T'sais, partout, t'sais, c'est dur pour moi de me reconnaître dans la phase où je suis en ce moment. Parce que partout où je suis, j'ai toujours été quelqu'un comme qui brille. Genre, je suis juste arrivé dans un endroit, puis genre, comme, t'sais, mon énergie shine. Puis là, même aujourd'hui, des fois, je parle avec des gens, surtout des gens quand même spirituellement avancés, ils me disent, things are not as bad as you perceive them. Mais j'arrive pas à, comme, à débloquer. Genre, il y a toujours un espèce de... de point, même physiquement, genre, tu sais, je le ressens même plus physiquement que spirituellement. C'est comme, tu sais, it's like dense. Tu sais, fait que là, genre, défends les énergies alors que je suis rendu dans un état où est-ce qu'il y a tellement de ces expériences-là qui n'ont plus aucun sens, qui n'ont plus aucun attrait avec la réalité ou l'actualité d'aujourd'hui, que j'arrive plus à, comme, like, it's hard for me to make sense out of this. Tu sais, je fais mes mantras, je fais des trucs comme, tu sais, oui, forgiveness. Mais en même temps, il y a quelque chose qui me dit que ça fait aussi un peu partie de mon caractère. Il y a une partie de moi qui est that seems that I perceive as being bitter, but it's more stern. Je suis quelqu'un qui juste qui a tendance, même si je peux m'amuser, à revenir vers un état comme d'énergie sérieux. Puis ça fait en sorte que ces derniers temps, j'ai eu de la difficulté à connecter avec les autres, comme vraiment intense. Comme si I'm stuck like elsewhere, and et chaque fois que les gens comme s'approchent même un peu de moi. Like my spirit flies like somewhere else, parce que il y a comme cette méfiance là du monde externe qui est restée, and I'm trying to unclog this thing. Mais bon, pour revenir sur le principe de forgiveness, je suis passé à aller voir la plupart des gens ces derniers temps où que leur nom ou leur énergie repassait en permanence, comme parce que I'm highly sensible to energy, même si j'ai complètement bloqué tout ça. Je suis intensément sensible. Fait que j'allais repasser voir chacun de ces personnes-là, puis la plupart du temps, juste like looking at them, juste passer du temps avec eux, comme tu sais, je me sens bien. I feel relief. Like okay, like all of this is in the past, but at the same time, I'm still trying to let go of all the things that all the energy that have been created for me. Like tu sais, de juste ressasser. So for me, forgiveness. I don't know if I at the moment if I know what forgiveness is, but I'm trying to blank slate. But at the same time, something tells me je peux pas passer à travers ça sans comme comprendre la leçon qui est derrière ça. Donc je suis en train en ce moment je vis un tri de tout ça pour pas rester pris dans le passé, pour être capable d'aller vers l'avant, parce que c'est la sensation que j'ai ces derniers temps-ci que
J'ai un bâtiment qui va de l'avant, but my perception of the world is still stuck in the past. So les gens parlent avec moi, puis c'est comme si je suis toujours in two time frame. Like they talk to me, my energy is saying something, but my perception of the world is like stuck in a way so that when I speak to them, they feel something is like not necessarily out of tune. Yeah, so I'm navigating to. Parce que je vais pas mentir, I've been, malgré tout ça, I've been blessed. Like my, comme, tu sais, chaque ressource que j'ai eu besoin s'est mis comme sur mon chemin, and I was like really, like a phone call of outreach or just like vraiment proche. Puis des fois c'est juste comme, je peux presque dire même par négligence ou sometimes I did not really feel ready like at this point. And puis des fois je me dis, oh, t'as le cul mon gars, yo, fuck it. Mais
what you have to tell yourself. Yeah, I was about to say you are blessed, and it's as you're going through it, you have like the gift of being able to let it go is like you'll see how you can soar, because you're already being blessed in the circumstance, and you know, like you already know something's off. So just take the time, ask yourself, and your spirit is going to lead you and help you to let it go. But it is that, like, you already know, you all you got to do is be able to let it go, and then you'll be able to evolve from it. But you're the fact that you've acknowledged that you want to grow from it, your spirit's just going to give you the strength and help you to get to where you want to go, you know. But it's really it's blessed, and I thank you for sharing your experience, because it is like, and we're here, we're a community, we're here to hold each other, to help each other, and to continue to motivate each other. So thank you for sharing with us, brother. I definitely appreciate that. So now we're going to do one more quick musical break, and then we're going to get
Et Samuel, juste une suggestion, non sollicité dans le fond, mais des fois quand on a ce blocage, c'est un blocage de chakra. Et puis il y a des fois on a des chakras qui travaillent trop fort, il y en a d'autres qui travaillent pas assez. Et si je pourrais te donner une suggestion, si t'as l'intérêt, Mama Oracle, c'est une travailleuse d'esprit, de chakra et tout. I definitely went to visit there when I felt like I had certain blockers and couldn't get past things. And sometimes you just need to clean the little splinters that are there to help you get past it. There's always a lesson to be learned and whatnot, but sometimes those blockers are things that you can't see, and they're in your internal. And so if you just kind of get a nice little spiritual clean there, a little spiritual bath there, it definitely helps unclog that.
Thanks. Pour le vrai, là, c'est l'étape où je suis. Merci énormément. L'étape où je suis, c'est choisir la personne qui va m'aider à faire comme justement son nettoyage du chakra. Là, genre, à un moment donné, j'étais comme, OK, I cannot, like, I have the solution on my own. So, like, thanks. Shine on all of them. My only said to shine your light. So shine on all of them. Shine on all of them. My only say to shine your light. So shine on all of them. I can't join in because I've missed. I just joined, but I can tell you one thing. But ain't nothing sweet. These demons hungry. They go bananas for the money. But not me. I'm no circus monkey. It's crazy. It's crazy. No shaitan can drown us, we wavy. Too smooth to be fooled by fugazes. I guess that's all part of what made me. Shine on all of them. My umi said to shine your light. So shine on all of them. Climb, you were born. Make you colorblind and not adore your skin. I've seen so many come and go. It's hard to get change when you broke. My only goal while on the globe is not to let my soul corrode. The world can be toxic, especially when your skin look like chocolate. Be cautious, all branches ain't olive. And look towards the sun for your solace and shine on all of them. My umi said to shine your light, so shine on all of them. Come.
make you colorblind and not adore your skin.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if your child will receive the same vaccine as adults. The vaccine used for children younger than 12 years old contains a smaller amount of mRNA because children's immune systems respond better than those of adults. And even though they're given smaller doses, the vaccine is just as effective.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Tame Impala in concert. Tame Impala Slow Rush Tour. An incredible transcendent live performance.
She just said, is it true? Is it true? Tell me now. It's a promise I can make. And I won't.
Tame Impala Place Belle, March 10th.
True, I don't know. I don't care.
Get tickets now at evenco.ca.
And we're back.
Whoop, that's not supposed to happen.
Okay. And we are back. So that was, again, another Toby Namumbwe shine. All right. Okay, guys, I promise. That was the last Toby track. I'm gonna mix it up.
I mean, at this point, though. At this point, it just feels like this is what is going to happen for the show. You can't have three Toby tracks and be like, oh, we're just going
to
switch it
up. I just really like Toby. What do you want me to do? Not play the Toby tracks? And you're so fitting. You don't find every track was just the right track for the time.
They're great anyway, tracks.
I'm just going with the spirit, man. I'm DJing right now. I'm just kind of trying to MC this whole thing. So we're now going into a really, really fun part of the show. But now... I do want to give an opportunity to our sister Velsia, who had just joined us, and she joined us right before we went into the musical break. So did you want to, before we dive into this next segment, Sister Velsia, do you want to just share with us what you were discussing just now, or what you were sharing with us concerning forgiveness?
Hello. All I was saying is that no matter how far or wide he searches for answers, the answers actually lays within him. He can go and get guidance, but at the end of the day, he has all the tools he needs to figure out what he needs to for his own health. He actually does. He just has to find a place to find silence within so that he can actually hear and respond. But it's something, doesn't matter if he goes for external help, the internal part is what has to really be coming from him. It really does. I can hear it. I can hear the anger, the frustration, the agitation, the aggravation. He needs to find a sense of quiet and calm so that he can now place those things in the appropriate places and look at them individually so he can understand why and where they're coming from. That was it. That's it.
Wow. Very fitting. Amazing. So thank you for that, Queen. Thank you. So now... guys, this is the holiday time. So we have been getting a lot of requests from people throughout the community who want to support community businesses, who want to just circulate their melanated dollar within the melanated community. They're looking for stocking stuffers. They're looking for everything. So we said, you know what? With this special finale episode that we're doing here of the Empower Hour, let's reach out. So this is like an extended business zone / community update merge into one, and we're going to stretch it. So now that is why we're blessed with so many guests and this amazing studio audience. So what we are going to do, we're going to give an opportunity to every entrepreneur who's with us today, as well as our listeners who is joining, to be able, first, we want the entrepreneurs to introduce yourselves, introduce your business, what you're promoting through the holidays. Now, there's a good amount of us on the line, so just be mindful. We want to try to make sure everybody gets an opportunity. So please share who you are. But if you're part of our studio audience and you're just listening and you have a question for one of the entrepreneurs, please just put your hand up. So then we'll make sure to give you the floor before we let the next entrepreneur speak. Okay. We didn't necessarily create an order. All right. So for my entrepreneurs who are in the house, the only thing I ask, if you can just put your business name after your name, so I know that you want us to call you to be able to promote what you're doing. And that's really the only thing I ask. And then I'm just be ready because we're going to be calling you pretty randomly. Like, we're just, you're up next. So it's going to be pretty dope. So now,
if you don't want it entirely random, Pharaoh, there is the feature on reaction. You can actually raise your hand and it'll bring you your icon to the top so that we see you amongst the crowd and be able to call you out.
See, Gina, the great. That's why you're the great. You know how to. You're just handling the things, man. Like, yo, no one's mad at you. That's great.
Zoom living. But,
okay. So with that said, I would like to welcome our brother Ryan from ACBN Canada, African Canadian Business Network. Woo! Gotta give him these are in-house claps, guys. In-house claps.
So you can hear me, okay?
Yes, we can, my brother. Welcome to the Empower. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And one thing I just want to touch on as the last segment was about forgiveness. Forgiveness is very difficult, but as a community, we have to lean into complexity. The things that are hard is where the growth is. So I just want to leave that on the table. But my name is Ryan Knight, one of the co-founders of the Afro-Caribbean Business Network. I'm one of the co-executive directors as well. We work with entrepreneurs of African and Caribbean heritage, helping them to create a blueprint to exponentially grow their companies. This holiday season, we are actually supporting an entrepreneur that opened a store in the Bramley City Center. That's a mall here in Brampton, Ontario. And we said, let us sponsor space in your store so we can bring more members from our network and give them shelf space. So tomorrow we're actually doing the soft launch on our website. We're going to be, or on our Instagram. I'm going to be trying to do an all day live. I don't know if my battery will be able to handle it, but you'll be able to see the different vendors. The next day we're going to be interviewing them the day of and the next day. And a quick shout out, my wife, Cheriton Knight, she has Afrocentric greeting cards. So if you want to check out ebonyoccasions.com. And then my daughter, her and I wrote a book, Jazz and Dad Start a Lemonade Stand. So those are two stocking stuffers, the Christmas cards you can actually put with the gifts. So something to look out for if you wanted to order online. But yeah, I really appreciate the platform, Pharaoh.
That's amazing. Can you repeat the website where we can go find all of this?
Yes. So the website, you mean for the store or for the greeting cards and such?
I mean, both.
Right. So the store's name is Reveler Afrique, which stands for Rising Africa, I believe is the translation. And it's in the Bramley City Center here in Brampton, Ontario, Canada. And thank you, Shiata, for supporting the book. And yeah, my daughter's book is Jazz and Dad Start a Lemonade Stand. The Kindle version is on Amazon. We're trying to get the printed version on there. I am slow to the learning curve of Amazon. So if anybody out there wants to help me get the book on Amazon, please feel free.
And please remember to put your website and all the details in the chat because we're going to share it again. All right. So just please do not forget to do that. And everybody who's here with us, don't forget to do that. We'll always take the opportunity to network and connect and make sure people are bridging. So definitely please make it a point to do that as well. So thank you. Awesome. Thank you again.
Real quick. So for the entrepreneurs all on the line, if you're ever looking for grant funding, please come to our website, acbncanada.com. Sign up. There's a business needs assessment form that we have, and we match you to grants that exist and actually help you write them. So for all our entrepreneurs, if we're looking for funding, I always say, let's position ourselves in front of the flow of money. There's lots of grants being pushed out the door. Let's make sure you get that money.
On that note,
talk about it.
Thank you. That.
Do you only do the entrepreneurial loans or do you also do other types of loans? Let's say I wanted to do a music loan. Or I mean grant.
Yes. So the grants, the music ones, I'm not as versed in, but we're learning. So if there's a project that you're working on, we'd love to work alongside you to help you get it. And we do have a team of grant writers. Some of them are better than me at the like arts and entertainment type loans, the grants. So we could definitely connect you in. Yes.
Okay, great. Did anyone ever tell you that you look like Kanye? You get that?
I, I didn't believe it.
Kanye.
Somebody put a side by side with me and Kanye, and I had to submit. I was like, yeah, it's there. I'll allow it.
Yeah,
fair. I'll send you the picture too. I'll send it to you.
He laughs in Kanye too.
Oh, my. That is hilarious. Queen Kanye. That's why I love Kanye, yo.
No, so but you Queen, know, like, if you see the book, we go to the next, people think it's Kanye West in the book. So check out the book.
Hey, I'll
yo, we have it. Where's she at? When it's your turn, bring the book. I know, trust me, right? No, but that's amazing. But you know, actually, before we go to the next entrepreneur, I always wondered, like, why? Because artists are entrepreneurs. Artists are businesses. So I'm wondering, like, why can't an artist just, even outside of a music grant, like, why not just come and say, yo, I'm an artist. This is my product. This is my marketing plan. This is how I want to get the stuff out. Right? Like, anyways, we'll take this and we'll take it offline. So 100%.
But that's so important. Just before you move from that, because I was working with an artist, a gentleman, he plays like 100 instruments. And he's like, oh, you know, because I'm an artist, I don't have a business registration number. I was like, nah, you are an entity. You are a business. You can't think of yourself because I'm an artist, I'm not a business. So we definitely have to, organize ourselves around shifting from hustling to corporate. So that's really important what you're saying.
Awesome. So next we have Queen Alvina Ryan, author. I want to say best-selling author. Welcome, Alvina. Welcome. Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear. Thank you so much, Pharaoh, and welcome everybody. So Pharaoh's right. I am a best-selling author. I am a new author. I started publishing books in 2020. And so far I have 3 books. This is one of them. I pray on purpose because, and it's fitting because we were just talking about forgiveness. And one of the pieces in the book is about forgiveness. And you have really a choice. Like, do you want to be bitter or do you want to be better?